Good morning, friends. Welcome back to Sniffy's Podcast, your bi-weekly dose of positivity. I'm your host, Howard.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ting, co-hosting this podcast with Howard.
Hey, Ting. We all know that you have a border collie, Chubby. How's he been doing recently? Any fun updates you want to share with us?
Well, Howard, I've been seeing a lot of pictures online of dogs smiling, and it made me want to capture a smiling moment of Chubby. So I grabbed his favorite toy, and sure enough, he started waggling his tail. But he wasn't smiling. That left me a bit confused. Is he happy or not?
Oh, that's interesting. So you think a happy dog is supposed to wag its tail and smile?
I guess so. I mean, it's common belief that waggling tails means happiness. But I expected him to smile like in those photos. The more confusing part was when I tried to take a picture with my phone, and he turned his head away. Now I'm even more unsure if he's happy or not.
Yeah, and I believe most dog owners are having the same question just like you, Ting. How do you truly know if their dog is happy? That's why today we're excited to welcome Greg, a certified professional dog trainer. Welcome back to Sniffy's Podcast, Greg.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Greg, like what I mentioned to Howard at the beginning, I am not 100% sure whether Chubby is happy or not. But as his mom, I really care about both his physical and mental health. So as a professional with background of animal behavior, what do you think are the common signs a dog shows when they are happy and not happy?
A lot of common things you'll see in a happy dog, when you look at their body language, generally relaxed, loose is what you're looking for. If they seem like they can be themselves, act like a normal, typical dog, those are all good signs. When Chubby is lying down, lying on his side, or, you know, exposing his belly a little bit, those are signs that he's relaxed. When he's just generally lying around, if you see a dog who is tense when they're just at a resting state, just sitting or lying down or standing, and they look really tense, their body is stiff, they're kind of just upright, those are signs that a dog might be a little uncomfortable. And of course, with this and anything we talk about, it varies from dog to dog. But generally speaking, loose and wiggly is the sign of a relaxed dog, whereas more tense, closed mouth, maybe ears back, things of that nature where a dog is a little bit more pulled into themselves, that's a sign of a dog who's maybe not as relaxed. So it can get into much more specifics depending on the situation, if a dog is enjoying it or not. But as a general broad blanket, if your dog is relaxed, looking and acting like a regular dog, doing dog stuff, playing, eating, running around, sniffing, those are all great signs.
Thank you, Greg. I'm not sure whether you guys have heard about this before, but I've been told that if you want to tell if a dog is happy or not, just look at her tail. If she's wagging her tail, it means she is happy. That was what I firmly believe until one time I saw an aggressive dog with a wagging tail was attacking a person. So I got confused and was wondering if this is always the truth. Also, I'm curious, how do owners who have short-tailed dogs know if their dogs are happy or not? Greg, do you know that?
Yeah, those are both great questions. So to answer the first one, tail wagging does not always mean a dog is happy or friendly. Tail wagging is, generally speaking, something called a distance decreasing behavior. That just means the dog wants to close the distance between whatever they're wagging their tail at. A lot of times it is because the dog is happy, excited to see someone. They want to get closer to be affectionate. But it's not always the case. Sometimes it can be, come closer because I want to pick a fight with you. And sometimes it is sort of a defensive, you can come check me out, but I promise I'm not a threat. But it's generally speaking, an invitation for another dog to get closer, or an indication that they want to get closer. One way you can tell the difference is generally the angle of the tail. So if a dog's tail is in the middle, kind of in line with their back and wagging, that is an indicator that it's a friendlier, more relaxed, maybe playful, distance decreasing signal saying, come on over here, let's be friends. If the angle of the tail is higher, so it's pointing straight up or just higher up, then that's an indicator that it's a little less friendly. It could be saying, I've got a problem with you, you're stressing me out, let's fight. And if the tail is low or tucked between the dog's legs, that's usually a little bit more stressed or fearful, saying, I promise I am not a threat. It's kind of like just throwing your hands up and saying, you can come check me out. I promise I'm not going to fight. I give up. I'm not a threat. But it's still an invitation. So the angle can give you a pretty good indication of what your dog is thinking. The speed of the wag can tell you the intensity sometimes. And of course, there are gray areas. Sometimes during really intense play sessions, you'll see a dog whose tail is straight up, but it's still purely friendly. So it varies a lot. But as a general rule, the angles as they break down like that can kind of tell you the dog's intention. So to answer your first question, no, not always a happy signal. As for dogs who have short or no tails, of course, it's harder to communicate. Usually, you can see if you picture a corgi or an Australian shepherd, they might wiggle their whole butt, sort of the same thing. But that is a tricky thing, is that they effectively lose a big way to communicate if they have a short or no tail, which can lead to issues in dog social interactions.
So when two dogs meet with each other for the first time, usually what is going on in their mind? Making friends with the other dog or fighting with the other one?
That's a great question. It can be hard to tell. The tail angle, like I said, is usually a helpful first step. A lot of dogs are very friendly and do want to make friends with every dog they see, which is lovely. Even if it comes with barking, jumping, it can still be, excitement, generally pleasant emotion going towards that interaction. Some dogs, of course, do want to pick a fight with every other dog they see, and it might not be as clear-cut as that. It might just be excitement in the dog, whether it's friendly or unfriendly, the dog doesn't even know. It could just be they see another dog and they get excited to kind of see where it goes. A lot of dogs are interested in some interaction one way or another with other dogs.
So will a dog for no reason want to fight with another dog?
There's usually some reason. It might not make sense. It might not be consistent. But if a dog does want to pick another fight with random dogs they come across, sometimes it's sort of like a defensive, like if they had an interaction with another dog that they got scared, they see another dog and they go on the defensive. Sometimes it's poor socialization. They didn't get a lot of experience when they were puppies. And it could also just be a dog's nature sometimes. Certainly no guaranteed reason. We don't always know, but there are a lot of situations where we could point to an incident and say, this is probably why your dog reacts this way. Another common one is if people walk their dogs and use any punishment-based collars, like a prong collar or a choke chain, that can oftentimes add a lot of stress to walks. So if your dog is out on a walk and sees another dog and they are initially happy and friendly and want to go say hi and be friends and play, but they're excited, so they're barking and pulling. If the owner pulls on the prong collar, the dog's going to now have a bad association and say, well, every time I see another dog, I feel something unpleasant, so maybe it's not as fun as I thought.
Thank you, Greg. Those are really great information. Next time, if I want to say hi to other dogs, I'll definitely look at the angle of their tails and the wagging speed. Okay, so now I have another question. Like Ting just mentioned earlier, pet owners love to share photos of their dogs smiling. especially golden retrievers. When talking about them, the first impression is that they smile a lot. So Greg, do dogs really know how to smile? Or say, do they smile because they are happy?
That's a great question. It can come in two varieties. If a dog, like I mentioned earlier, is loose and relaxed, maybe they're gently panting with their tongue hanging out, kind of looks like a smile, and that can be a sign of a happy, relaxed dog. However, a lot of times, well, sometimes at least, you see something that looks like a really big, kind of cheesy grin. And a lot of times people think that is a really happy smile, but that's actually the opposite. Oftentimes, it's something called an appeasement grin, and it's a social signal between dogs, and a lot of other animals do this as well. It's actually one theory as to why humans smile when they're happy. It actually came from a social appeasement situation. The idea is it's a signal to say, I'm not a threat, basically, and I don't want a bad interaction right now. It's saying everything's good. We can go about our business. We don't have to fight. So if a dog is very stressed, they might have a really wide, toothy smile. And a lot of times that also goes with closed eyes, maybe turning their head away. But it's a social signal saying everything's good. I don't want to fight, which kind of makes sense as to why humans smile too sometimes. If you've ever been in a socially awkward situation, you might smile or laugh. And it's kind of the same thing. You're putting on, you know, it's a happy face, but what you're really expressing is everything's good here. No need to have a negative interaction. Even though it's not necessarily a pleasant feeling, you're still smiling and laughing. So kind of the same idea sometimes with that big toothy smile from dog.
That's very good. Good to know. Yeah, I really learned a lot today. Yeah.
I sometimes notice that chubby sighs like humans do. We know when people sigh, that often means they are feeling depressed. Does the same apply to dogs as well?
Yeah, it can mean the same thing for dogs as it does for humans. And it can come in a couple different varieties too. Sometimes if you are feeling depressed or exhausted, like you said, if your dog will lie down and kind of huff, let out a big sigh. It can also sometimes just be when they're relaxing. Maybe after a long walk or a good play session, they hop on the couch, and as they lay down, they let out a big sigh. So it is sort of that tired, sort of, but not necessarily bad or unpleasant, just spent kind of thing, that at the same time a human might sigh, just like letting it out, whether it's relaxed or maybe a little tense. But certainly it's been observed in dogs in both situations.
Do dogs also get depressed or have depression?
Yeah, it hasn't been studied nearly as thoroughly as in humans, of course. And part of it is that dogs aren't as able to easily communicate things like that to us. So dogs could be depressed everywhere and we wouldn't know it. But they certainly do, some dogs certainly do suffer from mental disorders the same way humans can, whether it's long-term or short-term. They can absolutely go through emotional cycles like that. And a lot of dogs becoming more popular and recognized in relatively recent years, a lot of dogs are on daily antidepressants, oftentimes more for behavior around stress or anxiety or things like that. But the same medicines humans take, Xanax, Prozac, things of that nature, you know, dogs can take the same anti-anxiety medicines. You know, of course, a vet knows the dosage and all that. But absolutely, dogs, their emotions can get a little out of whack, just like people's, and sometimes need a little help to stay on track. So certainly, like I said, it hasn't been studied as in depth as humans, of course, but they can absolutely sometimes experience things like that.
Thanks for sharing, Greg. Today we've talked about lots of interesting stuff, such as how to tell if our dogs are happy, some common myths, like tail wagging means a dog is happy, and dog smiling. We will put the information of Greg's class below. You will definitely love his class. For the next episode, we will continue talking about dogs' emotion with Greg. Thanks for tuning in today's episode. Your thoughts and feedback are very important to us, so please don't hesitate to reach out. Whether it's a story you'd like to share, a topic you're curious about, or you're interested in joining us as a guest speaker, please email to info@sniffylabs.com. See you next time.